Victor Echo 7, Julian November. Victor Echo 7, Julian November. This is Victor Alpha 7, Fox Echo Sierra.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Mike November, monitoring mobile, heading to Rowley Lakes for an HF activation.
Good luck with that. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Hotel, Maple. The Whiskey Hotel, Lima in Maple Ridge.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Hotel, Lima. If you are on HF, I'd appreciate a signal report when I get there. 7-3.
Yeah, unfortunately not. So 7-3, good luck. The 7-WHL listening.
Roger, roger.
Echo 7, Tango Golf, Tango, it's Sam from Abbott Ford listening.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, Victor Echo 7, Charlie Mike November, kind of scratchy here at Maple Ridge.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, the real Tango Golf. Mobile monitoring, North Couch.
Victor Echo 7, the real Tango Golf. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Mike November, you sound better.
Yeah, it was actually, you were I think going to talk to somebody else who has a three-letter call sign, but part of it's Tango Golf.
Roger, roger. I only got the Tango Golf, and I thought, hey, is this James?
Yeah, I know. That's funny.
What? As the resident autistic Kurt Puncher, I go by voice,
from
possibly by face,
and,
then by
call
name.
Call sign was Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf Tango.
Ah, there it is, Tango Golf Tango, Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Mike November to Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, and Victor Echo 7, Tango Tango. The resident Curtin Muncher has a hard time telling your voices apart.
Oh my, really? Wow. Maybe there's a double voice out there. Ah, that's okay. I'm over in Couch, and I don't think he's over here. He must be over close to you on the mainland.
Echo 7 Tango Golf, I'm going to attribute this to Chief Chinese radios.
It obviously doesn't say Kenwood on it, does it?
That is correct, sir. I do not have that kind of money. I'm running a TYT-9800 in the old hoopty.
Oh, you're one of those fellas. It works to get you on the air. Who cares? Yeah. Kenwood is Chinese, too, so, you know, I have to fit in that category.
As my wife has once said, whatever gets the job done, whether you're here or not.
Exactly. Absolutely. And if you're going to talk about your glorious soul thing, I don't want to hear about it. But at least it gets you on the air.
Uh, That is very true. I'm taking my 891 with me out to Rolly Lake, and I'm taking my Jeep Chinesium RS 981 knockoff with me. I want to test, knowing that the antenna, the feed line, etc. is identical, and I want to see just how bad it is. So if anybody's on HF 20 meters, I will probably be there doing parts on the air.
Oh, when I get home, I'll turn on 20 and see if I can hear you.
VE7
Tango, VE72 in Bravo X, right? The index is a little low, so unlike a petulant child, the sun might have calmed down for once.
Oh, maybe. I heard somebody else calling Tango Golf. Go ahead.
Yeah, VE7 Tango Golf, VE7 JBX, just a correction for you there. As Dr. Kenwood, I'm surprised you should know this. Kenwood's actually Japanese. It was established in 1946 as the Kasuga Radio Company, but it's a Japanese manufacturer.
I know. If I sat and thought about it, because that exact document's on my wall above my radio.
Why does that not surprise me? And the other fellow, sorry, I didn't get the call sign, but I'll be, unfortunately, probably too close to pick you up on 20 meters. I have a Zygu X6100 running here, but I'd be very interested to be listening and hear how the results are with that with the radio you're testing. I know the model, but I've never had my hands on one.
Roger, roger, that was me, Victor Echo 7, Charlie Mike November.
Yeah, Charlie Mike November, VE7 JPX. Okay, I think you said it was a, yeah, it's a, probably getting it wrong here. It's RS918, I think, correct?
It's a RS Romeo Sierra 918.